tells that they were mamlich Rechavam. Rechavam ben Shloimeh. Vayelech Rechavam Shechem, ki Shechem bo kol Yisrael lahamlechais. They came to Shechem to crown Rechavam. This was Rechavam, the son of Shloimeh. Yerovam ben Avot, he ran to Mitzrayim. Which we discussed already in the last parak. Comes Chazal say, what's Shechem? What happened there in Shechem? So Chazal say like this, Vayelech Rechavam Shechem, says Chazal, Mokoim Mizumon Leperonis. Comes the Gemara in Sanhedrin Kuf Beis, says Shechem is designated for Peronis, for bad things to happen. B'Shechem inu as Dina, Shechem, as you know, the story of Dina happened. B'Shechem mochru achav as Yosef, the brother sold Yosef in Shechem. U'B'Shechem nechleko Malchus Beis David. And Shechem is where Malchus Beis David got split, where Rehovam became king, but then Yerovam ben Nevat took the rest of Klai Yisrael with him. So there was Klai Yisrael got split after this by Shechem. It's very difficult, Chazal. I'll just tell you in a simple way what's difficult. Before the deeper things, on a simple level, what's very difficult to understand from Chazal. One of the lavim achamurim b'yoysim in the Torah is a lav called Nachesh. Nachesh. What does Nachesh mean? Nachesh means a Jew is not allowed to be like superstitious, right? Person can't say, oh, you know, a black cat passed by now, it's a bad simon. Can't do that. It's a lav d'oraisa to do that. It's a lav d'oraisa to go and make simonim and say, oh, if that happens, it shows that I shouldn't do this, so I should do that. That's called nachish. The Gemara says in Chulin that even Eliezer Eved Avrom did something which was similar to, it wasn't nachish. The Gemara says, "Kol nachesh she'enek Eliezer Eved Avrom eni nachesh." That's the famous Gemara in Chul. The Rambam actually brings it down aloch lemaisi nuchas avodis kechovim, because Eliezer Eved Avrom made a simon. Eliezer Eved Avrom said that the girl that I will ask for a drink, if she agrees to the drink, and she also offers to water my camels, she's the one. So that was also a type of nachesh. Right? As his own Chazal. That was a type of Nachish. So the obvious question is, how is he allowed to do it? How is he allowed to do it? How is Eliezer allowed to do it? So when the Rambam quotes this Memra, the Rambam, deriving on the spot, on the Rambam, says, what's going on? Eliezer Eved Avrom, you think that Nichush? Eliezer Eved Avrom, Kimpi. That's the Ravid's kasha on the Rambam. The Ravid, therefore, has a different approach. I once wanted to say, to be Miyash of the Rambam, that the Rambam doesn't mean that Eliezer himself was over Nachash. What the Rambam means is, in order for Nachash to be Nachash, it has to be you rely on it. You know what I mean? You're relying on the simon. You're not just, okay, I'll go along with it. You really trust that thing that happened. Some of the guys say, that doesn't look good, I'm not doing it. Okay? But he doesn't trust the simon. Eliezer trusted the simon completely. Enough so that he committed that girl he's going to give Yitzchak to. Totally committed to the simon. The Gemara means to say that if you make a nachesh, you make a simon, but you're not really relying on the simon solely, then it's not nachesh. Rather, to Eliezer, there's a different reason why it wasn't Nachesh. Because the Ran explains that Nachesh has to be something that's not logical. Okay? So if there's a snowstorm, okay, and there's a foot of snow outside, and you say up to Simon, I shouldn't travel today, that's not Nachesh. That's Seichel. That's Seichel. Nachesh means a totally random simon that there's no reason to tie the two together. The black cat went over there, the charaya. What left of it? That's nachish. If you have a logical thing, that's not nachish. So Lamaisa, Eliezer and Avrom, he didn't just go and pick a girl, make a simon. He picked a midah, chesed, an outpouring of chesed. That's not nachish anyway. That's not nachish. So all the Rambam and the Gemara meant was that in order for nachish to be nachish, you have to rely on it. But the bottom line is, we, Klal Yisrael, believe that there's no such thing as superstition. Then we read through this Gemara in Sanhedrin. It's very strange. Shechem is a place that's something trouble from it for no reason. No logic. Stop. Shechem Yud Lepuronis. That's like it's a Nachish type ideology. Shechem is, it's a bad place. You go there, it's not going to work out for you. For no reason. If you give me a reason, you say, you know, there's something, there's a bad neighborhood in Shechem. Okay, it's a bunch of apikursus in Shechem. So you give me a reason. But just to say, Shechem. Stam! Shechem is mezumen leporonos. What's going on here? Tipshan. So you should know, Rabbi Isai, this is a moiridik and limud the Chazal are teaching us over here. Tremendous limud. And it actually does tie to Megillas Esther, but that we're not going to get to today. It actually ties to one of the key inyanim in the Megillah. They say over that the Chazon Ish, when sometimes he would walk on his long walks, he would stop somewhere. He would say, "Dortmund geret in Launen." Over here, they spoke in learning. This place, I could feel that they spoke in learning over here. Okay, the people walking with him were like bewildered. Sometimes they say there were ways to figure out that the Chazon Ish actually picked on a spot where there was once a yeshiva, where there was once Tanoim and Amehoim. But the Chazon Ish was able to stop and say, "Talmud geret and learning." Over here they spoke and learning. Now what's the pshat in that? Obviously, besides for telling you what kind of man the Chazon Ish was, what's the pshat in such a mice? "Talmud geret and learning." What is that? What's the pshat? The Gemara says in Avodah Zorah, Daf Yud Zayin, that Rabbi Elazar ben Dodai, he was a Rosh Gomer his whole life. He worshipped every Avodah Zorah in the book. Arayas, Shrek L'Chazach, Elazar ben Dodai. Elazar ben Dodai at the end of his life did tshuva. The last day of his life he did tshuva, he went straight to Elamab. That's the famous Gemara, Bocha Rebbe. In 1 hour, a guy could get his olamab. He did tshuva the last day of his life. And the Gemara brings down how it went, the tshuva, how he went down. Actually, he went up through it. He went, the Gemara says, I'm sure Avi remembers from his Siman of Avodah. He went and he started asking the creations to help him. He said, the trees should come and help him. The mountains should come to help him. And everything answered him, "What do you mean? You ruined us. You makalkal us. We can't help you." Remember that? He went mamish everywhere looking for the Bria to help him. And everything went against him. He took his head, he put it in between his feet, his lap, and he cried. He said, "No, I got to do it myself." He cried until he died. And a baskel went out. Not only did a baskel say that he has a chelik in olam haba, the baskel said, "Rabbi Elazar ben Dodai, mezumen l'chai olam haba." It gave him smicha. Rabbi Elazar ben Dodai. The Gemara even says, "Loyoid." Not only did he get olam haba, but he got a title also, a title. Mezumen l'chai olam haba. He's prepared. He's rebel as a baldudoy. So rather, Rabbi Yerucham has a whole shtick on that. What's pshat he got smicha? The guy's a rosh his whole life. He did tshuva. He didn't become a talmud chacham. What happened overnight? All of a sudden he got a title, smicha. What happened? So Yerucham says he taught the world how to do tshuva. That's he's a Rebbe. He became a Rebbe of the Welt, how to do tshuva. Kolenoi say Rebbe. That's why they called him Rebbe. No, the obvious problem, the obvious plea is, what does it mean that the world, nothing, what was he looking to be helped? In what way was he looking to be helped? And in what way did the Bria reject him? They said, no, we're not going to help you. What would have the trees done for him? What would the trees going to clap al chayt for him? What were the trees going to do? He went to the trees, help me. What's the tree going to do? If you see a guy talking to a tree, he has problems. He has severe problems. What was he doing talking to the tree? He went to the tree and he said, help me. Chazal, bring it down. Pshutik ha-mashmoy. He asked, please help me. And the tree said, we can't help you. You ruined us. Have you ever seen anybody walk over to a tree and ask him for help? I say, if you did, you should then take care of the person because he needs some help. But you see from Chazal that this was not crazy what he was doing. He's a normal, he was well balanced at the time. So what do you see? You see an unbelievable thing. Another Gemara in Avodah Zarah. Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Beis Amud Beis. The Gemara says, also Lovoi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take a Sefer Torah B'chekoi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take a Sefer Torah. And he's going to say, anybody that was Isaac and Torah should come get reward. The Gemara says, all the nations of the world are going to come. They're going to want to get reward. All the Goyim are going to come. And you can say, Baruch Hu is going to laugh at them. Yoshev HaShemayim Yitzchak. What did you do? Why should you get reward? They're all going to come. Rabbi Yisai, Isil is going to come also. They're all going to come. Everybody's going to come and say, we should get reward. We get schar. Baruch Hu is going to laugh at them. So the Gemara says, you know what the Goyim are going to say? They're going to say, it's true, we didn't do much learning. That's true. But, Harbe Geshorim, we made many bridges. George Washington Bridge, Triborough Bridge, Tappan Zee Bridge, and there have been Gedolei Yisrael that crossed those bridges. Moshe, Yankev, Marbitzei Torah, Rosh Hashivas, Rabbonim, Kulam Lo Yasinu Al Bishul Yisrael. We built the bridges for the Yidden. Kedei Sheisasku B'Torah. George Washington Bridge was built so Moshe Feinstein could come to Muncie to give Shulam in Muncie. That's what the Goyim are going to say. So we want reward. We also have a piece in the Torah. We engineered the George Washington Bridge. So Ramesha should come to give shiurim. I just gave a shiur in Boca. No. So the American Airlines is going to come. And Boeing is going to come. Or whoever wasn't Boeing, it was whatever it was, Airbus. They say, yeah. We built it so that the Radinsky should be able to give a shiur in the... You think we want to sell planes? No! We constructed the plane and sold it to American Airlines so that Radinsky should be able to go to Boca to give a shiur. It sounds ludicrous. Zok to Gemara that the Rabbi Nishim is going to laugh at them. Rabbi Nishim is going to say, Shaitim Shabbailam, you fools. You fools. What? You built the bridges? So Moshe Feinstein should come and give shit? That's why you built the bridge? Hey, fools. You built bridges for yourself. You built malls to help Jews? Kadesh Yisasku B'Tera? Crazy. You made equipment. You made gym equipment so that the Baruch, should I stick you into it? You'd rather stay away from the COVID. And should be able to give workout equipment for Bnei Teira because Baruch doesn't care about workout. He wants the Elam should learn better. He feels a couple of good a good elliptical push. The Svaras are going to be more glad. People will think better. Kadesh Yisasku B'Teira. Baruch Hu is going to say, Shaitim, you're a bunch of fools. You did it all for yourselves. Frech the Brisker Rav. Ask the Brisker Rav. Shaitim? Why doesn't the Baruch Hu tell them they're liars? Shakronim. The Baruch Hu doesn't call them liars. He says, fools. He should say, you guys are filthy liars. You're saying you did it all b'shvil Yisrael? You're lying. Not true. Yeah. The Baruch Hu doesn't say you're liars. The Baruch Hu doesn't say you're liars. We're not working out over here. The Baruch Hu doesn't say you're liars. The Baruch Hu says, Shaitim, Frekta Briskerov, Shaitim, Shakronim, you're liars. What are you lying? The truth is what the Briskerov is asking is a bomber, but besides for that, the Kasha is even stronger than the Briskerov is asking. What are the Goyim thinking? This is already going to be when Mashiach comes. Everybody's going to know the truth. Everybody's going to know the truth. Everybody's going to know that it's real leader Baruch Shel Olam. He's the Melech Malach HaMelochim. Why are they trying to lie? Why are they so stupid to try to lie at that point? They're coming already to say we should get a chelik in the Torah. They know the truth. Why are they lying? Says the Brisker Rav, when Mashiach comes, it's going to be so clear that everything was for the Torah. Everything was for the Torah. There was a little body of water in Europe where there was a ferry that used to go across. And I'm not familiar exactly what the name of that body of water was. It's a little body of water. And the couple of American Talmidim that went to learn in Slobodka, Europe, most of Slobodka was European students. But there were a couple of Americans. Amongst them, the famous Rabbi Avigdor Milo. So he was once giving a shiur by Avigdor, and he said that ferry, which was like, nobody knew why, you know, sometimes you have like a ferry, nobody knows why does it run? Why does it run? There were so few people that used it, they couldn't figure out why it runs. There's three Talmidim or four Talmidim, whatever it was, the handful of Talmidim that came from America, all had to use that ferry. So when Avigdor Miller was giving a shiur once, he said, you know what? That's the purpose of the ferry. That ferry was there to bring the Talmidim out into the world. Sometimes you see it, sometimes you don't see it. Sometimes you don't see it. The Goyim are going to, it's going to be so clear when Mashiach comes that everything was for the purpose of the Torah. It's going to be so clear that the Goyim are going to realize that Taka, the George Washington Bridge, was there so people like Reb Moshe could be brought across to give Shia on the other side. They'll realize it. And that's why they're going to say, hey, we built it for them. It's the truth. The Rebbeinu Shem doesn't call them liars. You know why? Because what they're saying is true. It's true. But, in spite of that, Shaitim, you're fools to think you could use it for a schus, because that's not what you thought you were doing. When you did it, you weren't thinking, I'm doing it for Torah. You were doing it for all your other reasons. That's why the Baruch Hashem laughs at them. You're fools. You're not liars. Because what you're saying is accurate. But you're fools. The Rambam says, how does somebody reach Avas Hashem? How does somebody reach loving Hashem, understanding, believing? He says, look at the world. You look at the Bria. The Bria tells you so much about Hashem. Hashemayim Misaprim Kvodel, Masi Yodav Magid Rekia. So today, the scientists have managed to blind people to be able to look at the world and try to take any spirituality out of it. Any spirituality out of it. All spirituality, they took it out of the world. This is really this, and it was a big boom, and it was a big this, and it was out. They took everything away. But the truth is, as David HaMelech says, HaShemayim Misaprim Kvodel U'Masi Yodav Magid Rekia. Right? If you look at the world. So when Rebbe Elazar Baal Dodoy came to do tshuva, he was looking at the world, that the world should talk to him. Not talk. But he should get emunah from the creations. He looked around the world. But the fact is that the world only helps, only facilitates Torah. if you weren't mekalkalit. But if you went ahead and you used the world against the Torah, it doesn't help you. It's not misayeh. It doesn't help you. And that's what the world told Rabbi Elazar ben Dardoy. We're not here to help you because you destroyed. The world is here for Torah, provided that you cash in. But hayyos that you didn't cash in. So the world's not there for you. The truth is, that's the koyach when you do a mitzvah. You energize the planet. It's not just that you're doing a mitzvah, you energize yourself. You energize the planet. When somebody talks in learning, they strengthen that area that they're talking and learning. And somebody who's spiritually sensitive could feel that it's different. They could feel it's different. The Chofetz Chaim used to be able to pass by a place and say, Dortnin gedavent. Over here they davened properly. Because the world gets affected by our actions. The actual world gets affected. When we did a chet in Shechem, now we infected the place. It's not nachesh chas v'shalom. It's very real. We infected Shechem. Every time you do an aveira, you infect that element in the world. You're actually infecting it. You're infecting the world. And that's why Shechem, as again another chet was done, and another chet was done, it became an infected place to such a degree that there was something in the territory like a disease. And you should know what I'm telling you now is really Beferish Ramami Panu. We have to end here. But the Ramami Panu says that by Negoim, okay, Negoim, simply you learn, like the Rishonim bring down, it's like a Moifus Negoim. He says, no. He says, really, the Moifus is that you don't get a Nega. When somebody talks Lashon Hara, they're really getting sick. Okay, you just don't see it. It's miraculous that you don't see it. There are certain diseases like that. There's types of cancer. There's other types of diseases. You don't see it. You don't see it happening. Okay? It's mamish destroying. He says, therefore, he says when a person talks Lashon Hara, really, they're physically destroying themselves. The nega is really a natural effect. The nega is a natural effect from talking Lashon Hara. Just happens to be that if we don't, Shloi Bizman HaMikdash, Hashem doesn't give us the schus to see it. And that's what happens. We don't even realize ourselves that if you do a chet, you destroy the world around you. You mamish destroy the environment around you in a physical way. And the opposite, when you do a mitzvah, the mitzvah energizes the planet. And this is how I explained by the Meraglim why they brought back the fruit of Eretz Yisrael and it was so big, was to show Klal Yisrael that if you do mitzvahs, the world gets stronger. Why the fruit in Eretz Yisrael bigger than the fruit everywhere else? Because the fruit in Eretz Yisrael have the mitzvahs HaKliyos parts. The mitzvahs energize the planet. The mitzvahs actually energize the planet. Rav Baruch Bar said, the Gemara brings down a bracha, that when somebody eats without a bracha, he's noitel, he ruins the fruit. So Baruch Bar said the same idea. He said a bracha gives bracha to the fruit, and the lack of a bracha ruins the fruit. So the Torah and the world are in sync with each other. And if you shame a Torah, you actually develop the world around you. Chas v'shalom the other way around, you mamish destroy the bria around you. And that's the Teitzah of Shechem. That's what Chazal mean by Shechem. They don't mean something superstitious. It's not superstitious. It was man-made. We destroyed Shechem by our Maaseh.